and the Lady Knights of Chicago Christian here in Palos Heights, Illinois, just north of I-80, just west of Alsip. We've got volleyball to bring to you here on WPXN. So the squad's out on the floor. The down official will be checking out the rosters. Have that first sub in, as usually on the rotation for Abby McDonald. Riley Stahl, the libero, will come in. She replaces Stephanie Tramey in that rotation. Ball comes to net right as the Lady Knights will serve right to left on that radio dial. St. Joachim the opposite way. We are ready to go. Blender with the serve, the mini jump serve, taken in the back row by SJO. Bigger sets up left side, the swing, the corner shot wide. Wide by Burnett, the first point of the match to Chicago Christian. Blender with the serve, it's a short one. The overpass hit back down by the middle of Chicago Christian in Logan Gravengood. 2-0 start, so the quick home team start for the Lady Knights. Again, Belendra with the serve. The serve comes over. This one is an ace. St. Joachim let it go. The back row, and the ball just dove inside the baseline. A 3-0 start. Timeout called. We'll take one with him. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9 WPXN. Back to live action coming out of the timeout. The serve over. The overpass, and St. Joachim knocks it down. Back to serve. Are the Spartans. Kaiser with the serve to the right side. The corner shot brought in the air by Aiden Bigger. Sets to the middle. The corner shot put up the air. The hands up in the air that time by Summer Clark, but goes off her hands off the court. And the last 2 points by the Lady Spartans. A 3-0 start for the Lady Knights of Chicago Christian. SJO, couple of points there, can tie here. Kaiser, corner right, standing. Motion serve, dug in the back row there by the Knights. And then out of the back row, hits the tape. St. Joachim does take. They push it over. Bigger with the job there. Now set to the middle. Blocked back down. And to the right side over the net. And Ader's there to dig it up. Bigger. Short set to the middle. Tramey puts it over. Dug in the back row. Back set right side off the tip. Bigger with the dig. Set there and left side. The swing by Burnett is blocked at the net. And then a net violation, a quick hitter net right by the Lady Knights, but a net violation there ties it at 3. So SJO serving for their first lead. Kaiser with the serve, taken in the back row. Lander to the left side. The cross-court kill goes right through the hands of Burnett. Big swing by Logan Gravengood. She's a 6'1 sophomore. 4-3, Lady Knights. Winner goes to ISU in Bloomington. Drive out with the serve, taken by SJO. They'll go left side, Burnett off the block. Nice dig in the back row. Bump set, then a hit off the back row, and trying to dive and save off the tip over with a diving Riley Stahl, but a point to Chicago Christian, and the Lady Knights have a 5-3 lead. Maddie Dreyfus with the serve. Burnett gets it off her hands into the ceiling, and the ace there. And again, it's a little bit of mini runs here. 3 by Chicago Christian, then 3 by SJO, and then 3 back by the Knights. Serve comes over the overpass. Bump set, left side, the swing through the block. Stahl with a dig, Bigger, short set to middle. Flipping around the block and down is Tramey. Point SJO. Just good awareness of the court that time by Stephanie Tramey, that is. Emily Bigger back to serve. 2-point lead for Chicago Christian. The bump to the middle, the short set to the middle over the block. Nice dig by Bigger. To the left side, Burnett through the block and down. Corner shot good. Big swing there by Kennedy Burnett, the sophomore outside hitter. And St. Joachim once again trying to do a match of a 3-point as it's a 6-5 lead for the Lady Knights. Bigger's serve comes to the back row. Set to the left side, and then it's down. The swing there by Logan Gravengood is good again. So very talented as well. 7-5 is the Lady Knights' lead. Serve comes over, taken to the back row. Burnett. Bigger sets up left side. Shot to the corner, but wide. by SJO's Perry, as Kalen has come into the rotation for SJO. 8-5, Chicago Christian. Olivia Ingles back to serve. Nice dig in the back row. Bigger back set to the right side. Burnett pumped in the back row, set to the right side, and the line shot bumped back over by St. Joe. How'd you do that? Now it is up in the air. St. Joe again to the right side, and the flip to the net by Perry. Good rally, but the point going to the Lady Knights, and the Knights have a four-point lead at 9-5 here in set number one. Winner goes to ISU on Friday morning. Serve comes over. The dig bump set to Bigger away from the net. Burnett, and it goes over the front row and off the hands of Delaney Gravengood, a freshman who's come into the Coach Van Assen lineup. 9-6, Chicago Christian. Burnett back to serve for SJO. We also are wishing good luck to the Milford Lady Cats as they're at down by Decatur, south of Decatur tonight. Burnett serve. Dug in the back row. Valandra set to the left side. The line shot is good. And there's Gravengood again. That was the Lady Gravengood. 10-6, Chicago Christian. Logan Gravengood back to serve. Stationary puts it over. Dug there by SJO. Back set right side. Shot blocked at the net. And then almost put over in three off the save. They're going to call a lift regardless against SJO. Good attempt to save that strong swing in the middle by the Lady Knight. 11-6. Gravengood serve. And the overpass. Set around and then Dramey puts it over. Set to the middle and then around and down. Score it there for Leah Moore. Timeout called SJO. We'll take it with him. You're listening to ISSA Volleyball on 104.9 WPXN. Swing it to the net by Chicago Christian. So out of the timeout, second timeout, SJO does get the point. Go back on the offensive set. Riley Stahl back to serve for the Lady Spartans. Five-point lead, Chicago Christian. Stahl serve taken in the middle. Back set up to the middle, and the swing down by Leah Moore is good. Nice short set by Chicago Christian, and Moore put it down central just over the 10-foot line. 13-7, Chicago Christian. Summer Clark back to serve. Taken to the left side, then the swing off the block, put up in the air, bumps it away, and then a swing down the middle again. It was Belanger setting up Moore, 14-7. That is the Chicago Christian lead over SJO. Summer Clark again to serve. Put up in the air there by Valley to the right side. The shot off the block coming to my area. It is wide. A point nonetheless for SJO, 14-8. Aiden back to serve. SJO down by six, set one. Aiden serve the floater. Taken in the back row. They'll set to the right side. And the swing off the slide by Leah Moore is good. 15-8, Chicago Christian. Leah Moore to serve. Stationary serve comes over, handled by Stahl. They'll set up to the left side, and Valley goes line off the set from Bigger. A strong swing by Peyton Valley, the junior outside hitter. 15-9, a six-point lead, though, remains for Chicago Christian. Back to serve will be Taylor. Kenley Taylor to serve. Serve comes over. Taken to the right side. Now out of the back row, Moore. Dig out of the back row, Aiden. They'll set up to the left side. Burnett swing over. Moore with a dig. Lenderer with the left side. Pushed over the block. Put up in the air. And free ball over. They're going to call a lift, though. They did call a lift on the back row. That didn't set there too much on that ball that had some authority. 16-9, though. That was a point for the Lady Knights. Elise Lenderer back to serve for the Lady Knights. Serve comes over. Stahl with a dig. Bigger shoots it left side. That swing down the line is out. It was a good line shot attempt by Peyton Valley of SJO, but the lead rose for the Lady Knights at 17-9. Serve comes over. Taken by SJO. Bigger swipes over in two. Point SJO. That can work several times, and you can make that an effective tool. You can gain some points that are valuable. SJO down by seven, 17-10. As Lacey Kaiser's serve comes over. out of the back row, Moore. And then a potential set. Ball rolls back and down. SJO can't bring it up on the tip over by Moore. 18-10. Chicago Christian. And it, Maddie drive out with the serve. Bigger sets it up. Shoots the left side. Burnett shoots it down the line. Up in the air. Now to the left side. The shot blocked at the net off the swing by Angeles. Now to the right side. Dumped over to SJO. Bigger short set to Tramey. She brings it over. Swipes over in two. And a lift going to be called, or a double hit going to be called against the Lady Knights, making it 18-11. That is the Chicago Christian lead. Winner goes to the Final Four. You've already made it to the Elite Eight. We knew these are two heavyweights here tonight. Dig out of the back row, set to the middle. The swing over, right on the air by Bigger. To the right side, the swing off the block by Berry. Goes through the fingertips of Ravengood and back to the edge of the gym. Point SJO. Important time of the first set for SJO. Down by six at 18-12. Emily Bigger, that's one of the people you want back to serve. The short serve. Set to the middle, and the swing to the net, point SJO. Nice serve by Emily Bigger that time. 5-point lead, though, for the Lady Knights. Bigger serve, taken in the back row. Lender shoots out of the back row, dug in the air by Bigger. Bump set there by Taylor. Roll hit over by Stahl. Back set off the slide, corner shot, Bigger with a dig. And then it'll be free ball over by Emily Bigger. Now the Knights. Lender left side over the front row. Now to the left side, the swing, the cross-court kill there by Burnett, taken by the Knights. Left side, flipping down the line in front of the antenna. Bump set left side to SJO. Burnett blocked at the net. Guess who? Logan Gravengood. And her block makes it 19-13 here in set one. Serve comes over by Ingelis. And it is an ace. 20 for the Knights. 13 for the Spartans. Final eight in the state, 2A volleyball. Ingles serve, Stahl, Bigger, back set right side. Burnett on the cross-court kill is good. So as Taylor goes out and Peyton Valley comes in for SJO, 6 points is the lead here in set one, best of 3-25. Winner to the Final Four, and that trophy coming home to your showcase. Burnett serve. The overpass knocked back down by the front row. Peyton Valley there for the Spartans. A good serve there by Kennedy Burnett, the sophomore. 20-15. Serve comes over. Dug in the back row. Set up to the middle. Off the block and down. Liam Moore with the kill there for the Lady Knights, who find themselves 4 points away from winning the first set. Back to serve will be Logan Gravengood. Bigger, back set right side, and the corner shot by Barry is wide, 22-15. Gravengood again serving right to left, her team with a 7-point lead at 22-15. Stahl with a dig. Bigger sets up to the left side. Valley puts it over, the bump to the middle, then away from the court, bumped over on the free ball. SJO needs a good swing here. They'll shoot at left side. The shot blocked out the net, tipped over. SJO gets it back. Stahl to the left side, and then the pass goes almost into the antenna. SJO cannot save. 23-15. Now 2 points away are the Knights from winning this first set. Ravengood to serve. Over it goes. Stahl. Burnett bumps it to the left side, and Valley puts it over, dug by Moore. To the left side, the corner shot. Nice dig, Burnett. Then it's Burnett out of the back row, off the tip, put in the air by the back row. Set to the middle. The swing off the block by Moore is good. Point Knights. Good, quick ball movement by the Lady Knights of Chicago Christian. They are leading 24-15. Serve comes over, put in the air. Now swipe over in two. Out of the back row, dig by the Spartans. Stahl bumps it right side, and it's Barry who puts it back, and then it's put back to the Spartans. A lift called, and it's a 25-15 win here in set one for the Chicago Christian Lady Knights. 2.5 minute timeout comes your way. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9 WSJO. Right side through the right side block and down, but a block there by the freshman in Gravengood, Delaney Gravengood, 5-3. Chicago Christian. Raven good to serve. Set to the near side. Tallies, shot over. Graven good takes it. Then it's Graven, or it's the shot away from the back row, excuse me, by Maddie Dryfoot. Is long, point SJO. Hayden to serve for SJO. 5-4 is the Chicago Christian lead. Umset to the middle. The swing through the block by the freshman in Delaney Graven. Good is just that good. Coming into the rotation is Summer Clark, a senior outside hitter, also probably a defensive specialist. 6-4, Chicago Christian. Clark serve, SJO, bigger. Sets up left side, Valley through the block, and the bump over by Moore. SJO, back set right side, blocked at the net. Back to the Spartans, right side, Valley. Nice dig out of the back row by Clark to the left side, and a dig by Stahl. Bigger there, sets up Valley. She goes line, bumped in the air by Moore, swiped over in two. Stahl brings it up. Bigger comes near side, through the block, and SJO bumps over in two. Lander right side, flip around the block. Nice save, Stahl. Bigger sets to the middle, over the block. Brought in the air, tip back over in two. Now SJO, they'll knock it over in two. Back set, and then a double hit is going to be called against the Knights. That was a great rally for St. Joe. They got the point and find themselves down only by one here in set two after losing set one, 25-15 to the Lady Knights of Chicago Christian. Taylor serve. Back set right side, more block at the net, block down. Big swing by Leo Moore, the senior outside hitter, but the Spartans up to the task on the double block in the middle. We're tied at six. Kenneth Taylor back to serve. She's serving right to left as they've swapped ends here for set two. Dig there by Inglis. Put over in three. SJO. They'll keep the ball up off the block out of the back row. And a nice dig out of the back row by Taylor. Free ball over. Shot to the left side. The corner shot is good. Score is there for Maddie Dryfoot. 7-6, Chicago Christian. Leah Moore, the 6-foot senior middle hitter, back to serve. And it's an ace as it goes off the hands of Burnett out of the back row. 8-6, Chicago Christian. Lady Knights won the first set, 25-15 at stake here. This is Elite Eight, the Elite Eight Finals on a Friday. Moore with the serve for Chicago Christian. Stahl, bigger, bump sets near side. Burnett through the block. Bumps away. Now it'll be free ball over. St. Joe Ogden needs a big swing here. They'll set up left side, and it's Burnett, and her shot is good. Through the line, just in front of the corner shot, and it will make it 8-7. Lacey Kaiser back to serve. Serving for the tie here in set two. Back set right side, the swing through the block and down by Dreyfus. 9-7, maintaining the 2-point lead as Elise Flinder, the senior center, back to serve in the rotation for Coach Karen Van Assen. Serve comes over Burnett. Bigger, sets up Burnett through the block. Now to the right side, the swing, blocked at the net, safe, and it's going to be a net violation regardless, but good hustle by Maddie Dryfoss just to bring that ball up after the block and swing by SJO. Point to the Spartans, 9-8. Emily Bigger back to serve, senior center for the Spartans. Shoots it over, where it's taken to the back row. Valandra goes left side, and the swing by the Knights goes over in three. Now SJO, they tip around the block and down. Trainee with the point there. We're tied at nine. And that misdirection, that either roll over in two and the tip around the block has been the effective choice for SJO here in set two. Higgers serve. Taken by Moore. Back to right side. And it is long. Good swing by Maddie Dreyfus, but the swing long, and SJO has a lead here in set number two at 10-9. Emily Bigger back to serve for the Lady Spartans. Taken to the back row by Moore, and then her pass cannot be handled. Not really a good dig as Lender went hustling for that ball, but nonetheless a point for the Spartans, who have a two-point lead. Lady Knights won the first set 25-15. SJO leading 11-9 here in set two. Bigger serve is out. Get with the up official and down official through the state play. They'll have the corner set of eyes with those red flags. Point to the Knights. And drive out serve comes over. Dug by SJO to the middle off the fake. Blocked by Gravengood. Point to the Knights. It's 11-11. Patty Dreyfus back to serve. Senior outside hitter goes through, and her serve floats long. Unforced service error gives SJO back the lead. Peyton Valley comes in, replacing Taylor in the Abby McDonald lineup. Back to serve will be sophomore Kennedy Burnett. Burnett would be mini jump serve, taken by Moore. Pump set. By Gravengood, and her pass went nowhere. Point to the Spartans. One of the first errors like that by the Lady Knights. Really impressed by the play of the Lady Knights. Burnett serve comes over. Dug by Dreyfus, roll hit over. Now SJO, Bigger, shoots it off to Valley through the block. Down St. Joe Ogden side. Guess who's there for another block? It was Logan Gravengood. 13-12. Back to serve will be Olivia Inglis. Jump serve comes over and it over in two. Back set right side off the block and down. Swing by Leah Moore. Net right. Goes off the left front defense by the Spartans. We're tied at 13. Olivia Inglis puts it into the net. The unforced service error. A point for SJO. Very tied here in game two. We're at this point in the first set. The Lady Knights had a 4 or 5 point lead, eventually winning by 10. 14-13, St. Joe Ogden. Riley Stahl, the libero to serve, the floater into the back row. Set to the middle and Moore. Swipes it around the block now to Valley. She'll swipe it through the defense, but put back to the St. Joe Ogden Spartans. Right side hit, taken by the Knights. To the left side, and Gravengood's shot is blocked out by the right front of SJO. That is the younger of the Gravengoods. That's Delaney Gravengood. 14 all tie. Logan Gravengood to serve. And the overpass knocked back down right into the right hand of Leah Moore with that overpass. And with that, it's a 1 point lead for Chicago Christian. Gravengood to serve. Taken to the back row, Burnett. Set to the middle. Over the block. Put up by Blander. To the left side. The swing into the net by the younger Gravengood, Delaney Gravengood. And the swing to the net makes it a 15 all tie. Coming into the rotate is Lindsay Aiden. 15-15, the first set to the Lady Knights. St. Joe Ogden and the Lady Knights of Chicago Christian here at Palos Heights. Kicked by Gravengood. Put over. High drive hook. Now to the middle. Swing through the block and swiped over in two. Stahl with a dig. Pump set to Valley. Puts it around the antenna. Taken by Valander. Now to the left side and Aiden with a diving save. Valley through the block and Gravengood puts it up. Drive it and over in three. Bigger. Short set to the middle. Block at the net to SJO. Stahl sets up Valley. Through the block, tip back down. Stahl with a dig. Bigger brings it up and over. And it's a save by Stahl. Can SJO bring it up and over? Good rally, but just a little bit of a misstep because of the pace of the volleyball being tipped, not struck. And it's a 16-15 lead on that point for the Lady Knights of Chicago Christian. Summer Clark serves, and the overpass went through the block. Now set to the middle, blocked at the net, and blocked out. That was a huge block for SJO. And Peyton Valley with the block. She goes out of the rotation as Taylor comes in for Coach Abby McDonald in a 16-all tie, set two. SJO needs to win this to force a set three. Winner going to the Final Four in Bloomington on Friday. To the left side, and then the swing is wide by Maddie Dreyfus. Dreyfus swing wide, 17-16, SJO. Taylor back to serve, her team leading by one. Serve comes over, taken by Clark in the back row. Blender, left side, now a line shot, and Bigger brings it back to the middle. It's swiped over in three, bumped over in one. To the left side, Burnett goes corner, and the shot is just wide over the far sideline. Point to the Lady Knights, 17-all. Chicago Christian won the first, 25-15, a 17-all tie here. Serve comes over. Set to the left side, flip down the line. Raven good to the middle. It goes quick, set is long on the swing by Maddie Dreyfus. Dreyfus, 18-17. That is the SJO lead. Serve comes over. Raven good. Swiped over in two. Dug by the middle. And then through the block and down. Traby gets the swing around Maddie Dreyfus' middle defense at the net. 19-17. Two-point SJO lead. Lacey Kaiser back to serve for the Lady Spartans. Elite eight volleyball here on radio. Clark with a dig. Back set right side the swing. Now to the middle and flipped over the block, and Aiden is there. To the left side, and they swing down the line by Valley. Brought in the air by Gravengood. Gravengood out of the back row. SJO, they'll swing at left side. And the corner shot, nice dig, Clark. And to Valandra. Then bump hit, free ball over. St. Joe Augustine, they get a swing. They'll shoot it down to the corner. Nice dig, and ooh, just about a nice save. It was just a good save by Leah Moore, baseline right. And the pass to Gravengood. And it's a three-point lead for SJO. Timeout called. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9 WPXN. Out of the timeout, a 20-17 SJO lead. Chicago Christian won the first set, 25-15. Lacey Kaiser back to serve for the Lady Spartans. Serve comes over, taken by Clark. Lander to the left side, and the swing over handled by the Spartans. To Burnett, she'll go line. It's wide, just wide. But a good swing. Good, strong swing by Burnett. 20-18. Elise Blender. Blender back to serve. Put in the air by the back row. Bigger, bump set to the middle. Free ball over by Tramey. Moore, Blender, over in three. Nice dig by Aiden. Swiped over in two. Swipe back over. And good by the middle in Logan Graven. Good. That swipe over is taken by the taller player. Very good volleyball player we can see in Logan Graven. Good. It's 20-19. Blender back to serve. Put in the air by SJO. They'll flip it over the block. Clark with it. Blender right side. And again, flipping over the block. SJO. Bump set stall. To Burnett, off the block, and good. Point SJO, huge point to force a two-point lead for the Spartans at 21-19. Emily Bigger back to serve. SJO trying to force a third set. We have Illinois basketball following this. Dig by Clark, Blender, back set right side, and the shot blocked at the net. By SJO, I thought it could have been a forehead violation. 22-19. That is the Spartan lead. And again, just clear the tape. Digger serve. Clark with a dig. Blender goes to Gravengood. Cross court kill is good. She hit that almost at the 10-foot line, and the cross court kill over the front row in front of the back row, 22-20. Maddie Dryfoot with the serve for the Knights. Dug by Burnett. Bigger sets up to the middle, over the block, put up in the air and put over in two. Now stall. Bigger, short set to the middle, off the block again. Short set to the middle and swiped over. SJO, they'll shoot it near side. Burnett, cross court kill, point, SJO. Good pass from Emily Bigger from the middle to the net left side, and then a good swing over by Kennedy Burnett, 23-20, SJO. And it is indeed a timeout call. We'll take 1:30 with them. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9 WPXN.
If you or a loved one are scheduled for...
We are in set number two, Class 2A Elite 8 Volleyball Tournament action, IHSA Volleyball, that is. The Knights of Chicago Christian and Palos Heights have won set 1, 25-15, 23-20 is the SJO lead here in set two. Burnett, Blender, short set. Actually, it'll be roll hit over. SJO having some problems. Now Burnett, and it's roll hit over by Stahl. Moore takes it out of the back row. Set to the left side. The corner kill is brought in the air by Burnett. To Valley over the potential block. Moore sets up right side. The swing over. Now SJO. Bigger back set right side. Has the ball knocked back down by Gravengood. SJO again. They'll shoot it down to the corner. Moore. Belendra sets up to the middle. Put over in three. Burnett, though, brings it up. Peyton Valley over the block. And it is down. Point SJO. And what SJO did there, they just kept it up. They just kept enough pressure on. You have a 23-20 lead. Now you're 1 point away from forcing a third set. Burnett serve. Corner left for SJO. Serve comes over, taken to the back row. Set up to the middle, and guess who? Logan Gravengood off the set from Valendra, and it's 24-21. English. Look at Ingles. Puts it over. Bigger. Sets to the middle. Over the block. Now SJO, as it was brought back to by Moore. Valley puts it over. Valendra back set right side, and the ball flipped over by the Lady Knights, 24-22, 30-second timeout coming your way. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9 WPXN. Olivia Ingles back to serve. Serve comes over, taken by Stahl. Bigger there, bump sets near side, Valley over the block, bumped over, and saved, and roll hit over. Spartan, Bigger. Over and two. Nice dig there by Ingles. To the right side, Moore puts it over. Stahl there to dig. Bigger sets up Valley. Block out the net. SJO. They'll bring it back toward the middle. Put over the block and taken it back and taken by the back row. Swing down the line. Has a big swing there. Logan Gravengood. 24-23. SJO leading by one, but potential tie here in set two after the Lady Knights won the first, 25-15. Serve comes over, and it is long. It is long. Boy, I tell you what, it's hard to let that serve go. But I tell you what, the Spartan back row did, and that was indeed Riley Stahl with a... There's going to be a good decision there as St. Joe Ogden wins the second set, 25-23. 2.5 minute timeout comes your way. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9. So a quick 2-0 start for SJO here in the final and all-important set number three. Chicago Christian won the first, 25-15. SJO by two, 25-23 in set two. Have a 2-0 lead here in set three. Set to the middle. And the shot blocked by Berry. Put over in three. And there... There was a lift that maybe wasn't called, and it's a point for Chicago Christian. Gravengood back to serve. Stahl, Bigger, shoots it to Berry. She goes wide. Shot good. Off the back row hand of the Lady Knights. Big swing, Caitlin Berry. They're going to get bigger in this third and final set. Three for SJO, one for Chicago Christian. Burnett serve. Taken by Gravengood in the back row. They'll set up more. Shoots it down the line. SJO short set to the middle. Put over in three by Tramey. Kind of a little hard set for Tramey in the middle from Bigger, but she just got her hand over the top and put it over to the corner. And it's a 4-1 start for SJO. Burnett with the serve. Middle back brings it over. Taken by Gravengood. They'll set up more. Left side corner. Still attempt. Stahl brings it up. It'll be bumped over by Stahl on the free ball. Set to the middle. The swing down the line. Guess who? Leah Moore off the quick set by Elise Valender. 4-2. Clark comes back into the rotation for Coach Karen Van Assen's Chicago Christian Lady Knights. Clark back to serve, 4-2 SJO. Now the overpass brought back down, and it's going to be a lift anyway or a double hit by SJO. The overpass in one, you can't do it against good teams like St. Joe and obviously the Chicago Christian Ball Club too, 4-3. Serve goes over, it's an ace as it goes off the hands of Burnett. We're tied at four. Would expect nothing less in an Elite Eight ball game that we can bring to you on a Friday night. Clark serving for the lead. Bigger, back set right side, put over by Berry. Lander, now out of the back row. Hit by Burnett, bump set to the left side. Valley goes line, put in the air there by Gravengood. Two more, off the block and down, point to the Knights. 5-4. Lady Knights of Chicago Christian. Winner of this set goes to Bloomington next week. Bigger shoots a left side Valley. Goes flying off the block and down and out. Point SJO. We're tied at five. Tramey goes out. Coming in is Kaiser to play front row for Abby McDonald's SJO Lady Spartans. Stahl with the serve over. Back set, right side, the swing is into the net by Moore. Point SJO, and the Spartans have regained the lead at 6-5. I'm going to tell you this, it's probably not going to be the only lead change in this third set. I know the people listening to Ogden and St. Joe, yeah, that's what you want right now. Stahl serve. Pass to the middle, Valander over in two, Stahl with a dig. Bigger, shoots to left side, Valley down the line, through the block. Down and a point to SJO. That is where I really thought SJO had a good, since this is a rotation against Hersher on Wednesday night when they had Peyton Valley in that corner, especially that left. Stahl with the serve. Taken by Gravengood. She'll get the pass out of the back row, and it is a forehand violation by the Lady Knights. If he swing out of the back row, didn't clear the tape. 8-5 SJO. Chicago Christian again won the first set 25-15, 25-23 with the SJO lead. Here in the final set, it's 8-5 SJO. Riley Stahl to serve. Serve comes over, taking the back row. Set to Valender, over in three, but long by Patty Dreyfus. And it's a 9-5 lead for the Spartans. Timeout called. We'll take it with them. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9 WPXN. Back at Chicago Christian High School, where they host Chicago Christian Lady Knights, and the St. Joe Ogden Spartans are vying for a Final Four spot in the 2A Volleyball State Finals. Stahl with a serve. Taken by the left side. But over in three and down the line. Tough shot, angle shot. How did that one fall? But it did. Maddie Dryfoot got the pass, net left, hit it over the net, and just rolled over just in front of the sideline. And then an unforced service there by the Chicago Christian senior outside hitter Leo Moore, back to a four-point lead for SJO. SJO 10, Chicago Christian 6. Aiden serve, taken by Moore in the back row. Out of the back row shot, blocked at the net! The swing out of the back row by Logan Gravengood, blocked by Lacey Kaiser. Strong swing by Gravengood. She's proved that what she means as a volleyball player for this program here in Chicago. But a point for the Spartans. Moore, they'll set it left side, blocked at the net again. Chicago Christian, they'll go left side, and the shot blocked again. Set to the left side, over. Stahl, Pegger, short set, and the tip over. Controlled by the Knights. Out of the back row, dick by Aiden. Set to the left side, Valley. Goes line, Moore with a dig out of the back row. Set to the middle, down central. Ball ping-pongs off the ceiling. All that Kennedy Burnett could do is get her hands on that. That ball came to her immediate left into the corner left side. 11-7 on that point. Elise Philander back to serve, the senior setter. Taken by SJO. They'll set up to Kaiser. Kaiser splits the block and down central. Point SJO. SJO 12, Chicago Christian 7. Taylor back to serve. Serve comes over. It is long. Again, not only do you have the up official and the down official, which is standing right in front of my broadcast position, you have the two corner officials with that unforced service there. 12-8. Back to serve is Maddie Dreyfus. Serve comes over. Bigger. Sets up. Left side shot is blocked. Gravengood there for the Lady Knights. Also, I think it was might have been Gravengood and Gravengood. 12-9. Dreyfus back to serve. Ball goes wide on forced service there. We've seen a couple of those by each squad in this whole match. But just one apiece here in set three. 13-9, four-point lead, SJO. Lacey Kaiser back to serve. Taken to the back row, bump set. And it's Gravengood out of the back row. Taylor with a dig. They'll set up to Burnett. And she goes down central over the block in front of the back row. That's just keeping. I never could keep myself up in the air that long. But that left and the swing over makes it 14-9. Big swing there by Kaiser. Back to serve. She'll go. Taken by Dreyfus to the middle. Over in three. Tigger with the dig and put over. By Kaiser, set to the middle, off the block. Big swing there by the senior in Logan Gravengood from the set by Valendra, 14. It'll be Olivia Ingles. Back to serve. Taken by Burnett, she'll get the pass back. Shoots it down the line, put up in the air by the Knights to the right side, over the block, stall there. Bigger, short set to the middle. Tramey puts it over. Tramey puts it back in one. Now to the right side, baseline right, Moore. Four shot, blocked at the net. Blocked by Tramey. Also there was Burnett. Point SJO, good rally there. But a point to the Spartans who increased their lead to 5 at 15-10. Emily Bigger's serve comes over, taken by Dreyfus in the back row. To the right side, the swing, blocked at the net again. Same pair, it was Burnett. It was Tramey. 16-10. Emily Bigger back to serve for the Lady Spartans. Serve comes over to the middle. Through the block and down. That time it was Leah Moore for the Lady Knights. 16-11. Logan Gravengood, the senior middle hitter, will go back to serve. Actually, sophomore, to the right side. And the ball comes over, flipped over by Kaitlyn Berry. Point to SJO. 17-11. Serve comes over by Burnett. 5 foot out of the back row, stall with a dig. Bigger, short sets the middle, Trame, he puts it over. Controlled by the Knights. Out of the back row, dry foot dug there by Burnett. Bigger, sets up Valley, through the block, and over in one. Bigger, back set, right side, Barry goes line, shot is good. Tell you what, you had a lot of options, and that time Caitlin Barry, net right, just turned her body instead of going right into that potential double block. Took it around the block, took it line, making it 18-11 SJO. There was a timeout. We're going to get to Illinois basketball following our contest. Illinois taking on Grand Canyon. That's out in Arizona. Our very own Joe Bradley's attending that contest, I believe. But out of the timeout again, SJO and 18-11 lead. Boy, I tell you what, after that first set, really was controlled by the Lady Knights. St. Joe Ogden and the Lady Knights, that second set went back and forth. St. Joe Ogden had that four-point lead at that crucial 20-16 part of the second set, eventually winning 25-23, have an 18-11 lead here, and they'll have the service with Kennedy Burnett, the sophomore outside hitter for the Lady Spartans. Again, the winner of this set goes to the Final Four on Friday afternoon. Burnett serve taken by Craven. Good to the right side, over in three. Block at the net. The overpass on the roll hit number three, put back down by Peyton Valley. 19-11 SJO. Burnett with the serve. Penny jump serve taken by the back row and Ingles. Right side, Moore around the block, and it's just a over the block. Leah Moore, big swing there for the Lady Knights. 19-SJO, 12 for Chicago Christian. Summer Clark, senior outside here, also defensive specialist, comes in to serve. Saw with a dig. Bigger shoots it to Valley. Off the block, and good. Big swing, Peyton Valley. Dryfoot there, a diving. Leah Moore couldn't pancake it up. 20-12. SJO, and now Riley Saw back to serve for the Lady Spartans. Serve comes over, taken in the back row. Raven Good sets up, Dryfoot puts it over in three. Swipe back over, swipe back down. Dug and save, and free ball over somehow by Barry to the middle. And I tell you what, a quick swing there by Maddie Dryfoot. St. Joaquin, that was just a good save, but a good strike and a quick strike by Maddie Dryfoot, 2013. Moore serve, taken in the back row. Bigger, back set, right side, shot down the line by Barry. Put over by Ingles, stall there for the dig. Bigger, sets up, Valley, goes line. Moore with a dig out of the back row. Belander swipes over in two. Bigger there, stall with a dig, and it's Barry out of Burnett out of the back row. Big swing in the middle back. Big swing straight down central. 21-13 SJO. Senior Lindsey Aiden back to serve. The floater taken in the front row. Short set to the middle. Bigger with the dig. Stall to Valley. Put over in two. Mishandled. And free ball over. Then knocked back down in one by SJO. And that's just a smart play by Peyton Valley, the junior outside hitter, 22-13 SJO. Serve comes over. The swing over is a good one. 22-14. They did call a violation on St. Joe there. And it's back to serve, Elise Belender. 22-14. Serve over comes over. Aiden with the dig. Bigger on the back set. Put over the block and save. And free ball over. Aiden, Bigger. Shoots it to Valley through the block. That's locked out by Chicago Christian. Point SJO and St. Joe Ogden 2 points away from winning this set. Or this set and this match. Taylor to go back and serve for Abby McDonald's Ball Club. Swain comes over. Doug in the back row there. Free ball over by Ravengood. Aiden. He'll set it left side. The swing, the corner shot. Wow, big swing. Save out of the net, and then a swing goes wide. The swing goes wide by the front row of Chicago Christian, 24-14. Taylor serving for the win. Serve comes over. Back set right side. And the corner shot, a good one by Maddie Dreyfus. That's what you're supposed to do. Take that swing, take that swing. 24-15. As Delaney Gravengood comes in. And back to serve will be senior Maddie Dreyfus. 24-15. Knights have to be perfect. Serve comes over. And the overpass knocked back down by Gravengood. Logan Gravengood, the sophomore. 24-16. Private serve comes over. Taylor. They'll set up the left side. The swing over the block and put in the air. And it will be a four-hit violation. And guess what? St. Joe Ogden has come back and won this. 25-16. We will move to our Gibson Area Hospital post-match show. You're listening to IHSA Volleyball on 104.9 WPXN.
It's a baking sale this week at your Paxton IHSA
post-match show. Well, I tell you what, we're joined by Coach Abby McDonald. You get to the Elite Eight, you play a team that you may not know a lot about. You get to know a little bit about them in a day. And I tell you what, they started fast.
Yes, we, thanks to my assistant coaches, pulled up a bunch of film, and we watched and watched and overwatched and came up with a game plan. But what we saw in that first set was definitely not what we saw on film. And they really took us out of our game, I think, mentally and physically. And we just could not get in any kind of rhythm or any kind of system, offensively or defensively. And obviously we're on their home court as well, so it was loud, and it, we just were not playing our game, and they knew that, and you know, we as a staff knew that, and we knew we could compete with this team, but we just had to find some way to come together and really focus on what we could do on the court versus everything that was going on outside of our control. And wow, that just happened.
Yeah, I'm just almost shocked as well. That second set, as that second set went back and forth, there was a point there where you got up then by that 4 or 5 point margin. I always say that key point, 16 to 20, that point range. Talk about you know, some of the swings that you saw in that second set that got you to that point.
Yeah, we started being able to pick apart their defense a little bit, and they outsized us quite a bit. So we were catching hands, and we were having a hard time holding their middle blocker. And so we talked about some different shots that were open, and I thought their defense was great. So we were having trouble, you know, finding a hole. However, we got a couple big swings. I think the biggest difference maker for us is after we blocked them a couple times, they had to start thinking about their swing, and that put them in a whole different system. And I think the biggest difference besides just our attack was the fact that once we blocked a couple balls, they had to start placing the balls, and we were able to read that a little bit better.
And I think in that first sense of the first part of that second set, the strikers for Chicago Christian really coming to the net, really coming with force. Emily Bigger a couple of times did the swipe over into a little surprise, got a point or two. And again, I think that is also another thing that Chicago Christian had to think about.
Yeah, I agree. We had scouted that they ran a perimeter defense, so we thought we would have our tip game, which our kids have been under control with so well lately. We thought that we could really capitalize on that. We had a hard time getting over their hands, though, early on. And I too think that they probably knew who our key hitters were, and they had made some adjustments as well. But I do think that we just really set the tone after we won that second set. I think we were able to carry that momentum into the third, and we just never looked back.
I did say at one point, I believe when it was 6-5, I said, this is probably not going to be the last lead change, but I think it was. I'm sure someone from St. Joe is going to remind me of that. But and when you say the Gravengood girls, a freshman and a sophomore, this school proud of where they got, and boy, I tell you what, the future is bright here.
Absolutely. Not only can they swing well, but they can block well. They're long. I think they're twice the size of one of our outside hitters at one point. But I'm just so proud of our kids. I can't even believe how hard they fought for that.
And Peyton had a couple of big swings. Will you get her in the corner? And I just see her and Emily Bigger just kind of know one another and just put the ball in the right spot.
Yes, these kids, several of them, like I said last time, have been playing together since grade school. Not only do they, does this team know each other well on the court, but they're friends off the court. And I don't know that I've ever had a team that's as close as this one, and they showed that tonight. Whether they were on the court or not, they were in each other's faces in timeouts, reminding each other what their job was and what they could do and what they needed to do to be successful. And it really took every single one of them to get this win tonight.
Another trophy coming your way.
Yeah, can't wait.
So next Friday, we'll have the Final Four match from Redbird Arena featuring the St. Joaquin Spartans. Happy to enjoy tonight.
Thank
enjoy
you,
the bus
well.
Ride home.
It's a long one.
If you can find your way to Beggar's Pizza there, you can. That would be a good place to stop. But nonetheless, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
All right, Abby McDonald with the St. Joe Ogden Lady Spartans volleyball team on the sidelines with us. And the match won by SJO in three. The first set going to the Lady Knights of Chicago Christian, 25-15. St. Joe Ogden wins set two, 25-23, win the third set, 25-16. That'll do. We need to get to Illinois basketball here on this Friday night. Don't forget, on the sidelines tomorrow morning, 7:05 till 8, we have our ag auction featuring the PBL FFA, and that'll be from 8 till around 11:30. At 1 o'clock, that's when we will have microphones in Milford for the 8-man football start of a run by the Milford Bearcats, Milford CP Bearcats. And then following that, around 4 o'clock, it'll be a pregame show, round number two, for the Panthers of St. Joe Ogden as they are in Farmington. Again, St. Joe Ogden going to the Final Four after their win in three sets. For Cassie Rohrbach, back at the WPXN studios, this is Joel Kluver saying so long for now.
If you or a loved one are scheduled for surgery,